John Marjoba of Mission Street. This is FieldPod.com, The Week in Georgia, in English, coming to you from the San Francisco Impact Hub, the Global Social Enterprise HQ. Today is Thursday, the 23rd of January, 2013. On this date, in 1556, the deadliest earthquake in history kills close to a million in China. 1570, James Stuart, the first Earl of Moray, regent for the infant King James VI of Scotland, is assassinated with a gun, the first time one is used for a political assassination. 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell is granted a medical degree from Geneva College in New York, becoming the first female to be officially recognized as a physician in the United States. 1922, in Toronto, a 14-year-old boy becomes the first person to receive an insulin injection as treatment for diabetes. 1937, in Moscow, 17 leading communists go on trial accused of participating in a plot led by Leon Trotsky to overthrow Stalin. 1957, toy company Wham-O produces the first Frisbee. 1964, the 24th Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibiting the use of poll taxes in national elections is ratified. 1973, Nixon announces a peace settlement in Paris, ending the Vietnam War. Birthdays are Stendhal, Edward Manet, Ernie Kovacs, and Boris Berezovsky. Today is Bounty Day on Pitcairn Island. And today, it's just me, Mark Mullen. Thanks again for posting on the forums. Commentary from Simon, comparing Georgian to English food, saying they are similar in some ways. From Dustin, saying Georgian food is not that unique. Guess they didn't get the memo that if you're a foreigner who cares about Georgia, there is some no-go areas criticizing Georgian wine in any way, or food, or traditions, or the church, or actually anything in any way. Food topping the list, but hats off to them for bravery. Let's hope that their heads don't end up on pikes. If you'd like to comment on the blog or ask a question, go to tabealpod.com or send us an email at tabealpod@gmail.com. Prime Minister Irakli Ghatabashvili appointed Gio Badashvili as chief prosecutor. Badashvili was born in 1981. He graduated from the Technical University Faculty of Law in 2003. Badashvili was deputy head of the Anti-Corruption Agency in the Ministry of Internal Affairs. He began his career in the investigative service of the Ministry of Finance in July 2006. Since November 2013, he has worked as head of the investigative department of the prosecutor's office. There are credible rumors that he is connected with Gio Kukashvili. Yikes. As a reminder, the former chief prosecutor, Otar Partskhaladze, left the post after Tbilisi mayor Gigi Ugulava accused him of serving a prison term in Germany for robbery. On the 21st of January, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs expressed deep concern over Russia's decision to relocate the Russian-Georgian state border 11 kilometers into Georgian territory for the Sochi Olympics. The border zone now ends in Abkhazia at the River Psau. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs called on Russia to stop provocative acts against Georgia and fulfill its international obligations. On the 19th of January, U.S. Senator Jens Inhofe told journalists after meeting Prime Minister Irakli Ghatabashvili that, quote, "We want to issue a very clear condemnation of Russia's continued occupation of Georgian territory and a clear condemnation of Russia's recent efforts to expand the occupation territory," end quote. Inhofe's kind of a jerk, by the way. On the 20th of January, Russian and South Ossetia news agencies reported that the EU's special representative for the South Caucasus, Philip Lafort, and by the way, former ambassador from France to Tbilisi, he met with the South Ossetian leader, Leonid Tibilov, in Skhinvali. Lafort is reported to have said that the, quote, "status of South Ossetia as an independent state has been defined by the people of the Republic a long time ago, and it is actually impossible to change this position," end quote. Many Georgians were surprised and angered by his statement. On the 21st of January, Lafort told Sibyl.ge that, quote, "The EU position is based upon the support for territorial integrity of Georgia within the internationally recognized borders, and nobody should be in any doubt of that or attempt to misrepresent it." On the 21st of January, Foreign Minister of Russia Sergei Lavrov said that Russia supports a close relationship between the Georgian and Russian peoples. However, Georgia, quote, "Georgia is not recognizing the new reality after the 2008 war, which hinders the development of relations between the two countries," end quote. Reconciliation Minister Pata Zakharashvili responded to Lavrov's statement, quote, Georgia is moving towards NATO and the EU. Accordingly, Lavrov and Russia will have to face this new reality. End quote. Indeed. Nice little parry there from Pata. Obama signed into law House Resolution 3547 on the 17th of January, which stipulates that, quote, the Secretary of State shall submit to the Committee on Appropriations a description of steps taken by the United States government to assist in the resolution of the territorial integrity of Georgia. The U.S. will give more than $62 million in aid to Georgia in 2014. The allocation of funds for Georgia will be directed to ensuring progress in fulfilling the association agreement and the Visa Liberalization Action Plan with the EU. Human Rights Watch criticized Georgia in its World Report 2014 for not having done enough to protect the rights of religious minorities and LGBTs. When it comes to religious rights, the organization points out that the Muslim minority experienced a turbulent year and a half since the new government came to power. Also, the report of citizens, the report criticizes the events on and around the 17th of May, 2013, when Orthodox Christians violently disrupted the demonstration to mark the International Day Against Homophobia. Human Rights Watch also criticized authorities for not clarifying what criteria they used when investigating crimes committed by officials under the previous government. The Eurasia Partnership Foundation's 2013 EU survey on Georgian attitudes was released. It was implemented by CRC. According to the survey, quote, Georgian citizens are largely uninformed about the EU's work in Georgia, as well as their own government's EU integration efforts, end quote. This is especially true of ethnic Armenians and Azeris. For example, 82% of ethnic Georgians correctly noted that Georgia is not a member of the EU, while only 56% of ethnic minorities stated the same. The latter group was more likely to respond, don't know, to questions about the EU, which shows a lack of information pertaining to the EU. One interesting thing to note is the significant cleavage between ethnic Georgians and ethnic minorities when it comes to attitudes towards Russia. 57% of minorities believe that Russia is the entity that can best support Georgia, whereas only 17% of ethnic Georgians think so. 38% of ethnic Georgians see the EU as the entity that can best support their country, compared with just 14% of minorities. This is reflected in attitude towards mandatory foreign languages in schools. 68% of ethnic Georgians prefer English to be mandatory, while only 38% of ethnic minorities think so. 53% of ethnic minorities believe Russian should be compulsory. We couldn't find the link anywhere or on CRC's site, but if you want it, send us an email and we will send it back to you. Send to Tblpod, tblpod@gmail.com. Send us an email and we'll send you the PDF. The current government published an agreement between the previous government and the family of the deceased businessman Badri Patrikhatashvili about Imedi TV. The settlement agreement, which is published on the Ministry of Justice's webpage, was signed in 2011. It remained a secret until now. According to the agreement, the government would return several factories in Georgia to the Patrikhatashvili family, and in return, the family agreed to relinquish ownership of Imedi TV and Tatsmin the Park, as well as stop the court trial against the government. The agreement was signed by Badri Patrikhatashvili's mother, Natella, his daughter, Leah Patrikhatashvili, and his wife, Ina Gudavadze, and the former Deputy Interior Minister, Deputy Minister of Justice, Tia Burtina Burgioliani. According to Presa.ge, the former Deputy Chief Prosecutor, Lasha Natsvishvili, was hospitalized for drug use in Switzerland, where he currently lives with his family. As a reminder, Irakli Shotadze replaced Natsvishvili in November 2013. In the spring of 2013, the chief editor of the newspaper Kronika Plus, Eliso Kiladze, accused Natsvishvili of business terror and demanded that he take a drug test. World Economic Forum in Davos began on the 22nd of January and will last until the 25th. Prime Minister Khadabashvili is there with his team. Interestingly, the PM has the head of the Georgian Co-Investment Fund, Gio Bachiashvili, with him, but not the head of the partnership fund, Irakli Kovzanadze, who attended last year. This means that the state-owned investment fund is not being introduced to world leaders and private companies that might be interested in investing in Georgia, but a non-state fund, which is privately owned by the former prime minister and some other investors, is being introduced to these people on the Georgian government's behalf. The companies they are scheduled to meet at Davos are Lafarge, Agility Logistics, Agco, Lazard, Tata Sons, MR Properties, that's E-M-A-A-R, Jumeirah Group, J-U-M-E-I-R-A-H Group, and Blackstone Group. The rest of the Prime Minister's team is Economy Minister Gio Kvitikashvili, Foreign Minister Maya Panjikidze, CEO of the state-owned Georgian Railways Mamuka Bakhtadze, and head of the Georgian National Investment Agency Gio Pertaia. Prime Minister Khalifashvili was interviewed on CNBC while in Davos. I have never heard him speak English before. As it turns out, he is fluent in English, says, you know, a lot, but then again, so do I. And I also say, and like too frequently, as some of you delight in pointing out. But, you know, hats off to Khalifashvili for having good English, considering it's not his native language. There was discussion about Ukraine, and he says Georgia is less dependent on Russia than Ukraine, and generally says they're trying to get better relations with Russia, and it's working so far. He said, quote, everything is going well except the political relationship, end quote. He also said it is beyond the EU's capabilities to deal with Russia regarding Ukraine. But Georgia's European direction is clear and will not change. Interesting short interview posted on the forum. Take a look. On the 21st of January, John Kornblum, on some kind of retainer as Bidzina's foreign policy advisor, wrote a letter to the Tufts Daily. Quote, read about recent Georgian history, learn about Misha's treatment of prisoners, his ruthless suppression of demonstrators in May 2011, and the corruption and personal enrichment that infected his entire regime. Above all, force him to tell the truth. By doing so, you can help ensure that this bizarre appointment will at least have served as an example of how freedom can, in fact, win out over post-Soviet dictators such as Misha in the strategic regions bordering on Russia. End quote. We'll put the link in the forum with a full text of the letter. As a reminder, Misha is at the Fletcher School. He is the Fletcher School's senior statesman for the spring semester. On a related note, for those of you in the Boston area, he'll deliver his talk on Tuesday, the 28th of January, 5:30. In the ASEAN Auditorium. The title of the talk is A Region at the Crossroads, The Challenges of Democracy and Western Integration in Eastern Europe. Following this session will be a question and answer session. On the 16th of January, Poti Mayor Dato Sarsania resigned. The government is appointing him deputy governor of the Samegrelo Zemotsvaneti region. The State Audit Office fined the Democratic movement led by Nino Bourgenadze 65,000 lari for not declaring finances properly during the elections campaign, which was horrendous. The amount that they spent with not declaring, and 65,000 lari is frankly not much, much less than the disparity in reporting. The office also fined Carlos Khalifashvili of the pipe fame, Mamuka Melikashvili and Nestan Kirtadze of I don't know what fame, who participated in the election. They each are required to pay 1,000 lari fine. Woohoo! UNM was fined 2,000 lari for not sending its financial documentation regarding the election commercials. On the 19th of January, President Georgi Margvelashvili pardoned 54 prisoners. The pardoning took place in connection with Epiphany, a religious holiday. 54 were selected from a list prepared by the President's Pardon Commission. Prime Minister slashed ministries' monthly salaries by more than 1,000 lari. According to charges, the monthly salary of ministers will now be 5,000 lari instead of 6,300. According to Khalifashvili's press center, the decision to cut their salaries was the result of complaints. The government plans to adopt rules that will regulate what type and brand of cars officials will be allowed to have according to their rank. According to Prime Minister Khalifashvili, as soon as the government approves it, the rules will go into effect immediately. As a reminder, government officials were recently criticized for purchasing luxury vehicles and other items with government funds. The ambassadorial working group that includes ambassadors accredited in Georgia called on the parliament to complete the selection of the board of trustees at the Georgian public broadcaster. In a statement, the working group urged the parliament to uphold media freedom. As a reminder, only 3 members of the Public Broadcasters Board were confirmed by parliament. A total of 7 out of 9 are needed to conduct business as usual. 6 seats remain vacant. Tbilisi City Court struck down a previous court ruling which fined UNM MP Gio Vashadze for libel after he called the businessman Joseph K. a fraud. As a reminder, the court fined Vashadze 50,000 lari in absentia. The MP's lawyer appealed the court's decision, claiming that Vashadze wasn't able to come to court due to health issues. Now the court published a statement saying that it had annulled its previous ruling because it considered the lawyer's reason unacceptable. The date of the next hearing has not yet been announced. For those who don't know, Joseph K. was the distant relative of Badri Patrikhatashvili that Misha's crew set up to hand all of Patrikhatashvili's assets to. So, strangely, what Vashadze said, that Joseph K. is a fraud, is indeed accurate, except that Joseph K. is a fraud set up by Vashadze's team that was around Adeshvili and dealing with all the property when that whole mess went down in 2008. So, kind of weird. On the 20th of January, a psychologically disturbed woman attacked President Mark Velashvili's press officer, Sopo Janashvili, in Ankara during an official visit. The attack took place just as the meeting between Mark Velashvili and Turkish President Abdul Gül was about to start. The attacker was taken to the police station for questioning. Janashvili decided not to file a formal complaint with the police. The government discovered that the presidential palace had a gas pipe installed which made it able to consume gas illegally without a counter. Deputy Energy Minister said that they checked the palace and he assumes that it has been in use since the residence opened. The ministry will soon define the size of the fine which must be paid by the State Social Security Service, which oversees the offices of the president and his administration. Since 2012, this has been under the president's office. It was under the Ministry of Economy, but in 2012, Misha put it under the Special State Protection Service of Georgia. Its main function was to ensure that the president, administration, and other big, high-ranking big shots have, and I'm saying this with sarcastic air quotes, nice conditions for work, that they serve international guests during their visits to Georgia and renovate buildings that they own and other bizarre, ridiculous stuff. Deputy Energy Minister also said there's a suspicion that different private organizations and luxurious villas around Tbilisi are also using natural gas illegally. Soon all of these properties will be checked. On the 20th of January, the lights on the TV tower in Tbilisi on Tatsunido went out briefly because of a disagreement over the city's budget. However, the flashing lights turned on later that night. The lights were turned off because the city's administration was running close to its spending limit. The city has not yet approved a new budget. As a reminder, the Tbilisi Sacrobulo rejected the 2014 budget proposed by the city hall last month. Prime Minister Khadivashvili demands that the government restore the list of strategic assets that UNM abolished when they were in government. It defines assets like railways, dams, pipelines that are significant for the country's security should not be privatized. The UNM argued that private owners would take better care of the assets, and so they did away with the prohibition. Economy Minister Gio Kvitikashvili said that the criteria for selecting assets will be worked out on the basis of what possible threats Georgia faces. The UNM has a good argument. The problem is the way that UNM privatized all of those things were complete inside deals, and they did not sell those assets to the highest bidders. In many cases, there were international companies that would have liked to buy things like, for example, the Tbilisi water supply, and they were not allowed to because of inside deals. Now, whether or not those deals were corrupt or not, I'm not really sure. I'm guessing they probably contributed some party money to the UNM, but because they were not very transparent, nobody's really too sure. President Mark Velashvili now has an official Twitter account. You can follow him at Mark Velashvili G. Info about Dadiali Hydro Power Plant is now available on the EBRD's webpage. Dadiali HPP will be located on the Tergi River and will have a capacity of 108 megawatts with an expected electrical output of 510 gigawatt hours. For those who don't know, now you can sign up on the EBRD, ADB, World Bank, and IMF website to get automatically generated reports relevant to Georgia. This has only become the case recently. It's a big step forward for transparency, and make use of it. On the 19th, I mean, it used to be they'd say, oh, everything's on the internet, but you had to check all the time to find out what was there, and they'd sort of stick it in weird places that you could never figure out where it was going to be. And so this automatic generation is a very, very important thing for any entity to do that. Anyone who doesn't do that, I'd be interested to hear about that, to sort of report them out. On the 19th of January, the Georgian Orthodox Church celebrated the Epiphany. The Patriarch Ilya II performed the ritual of the blessing of the water in the yard of St. Trinity Cathedral, Samepa. The blessing symbolizes the water of the Jordan River where St. John baptized Jesus. The government gave the Patriarch 5,000 square meters of agricultural land and 1,000 square meters of non-agricultural land in Adigeni. The Patriarch also received the buildings on the property. They received 2,000 square meters of land with its buildings in Tianeti. The Patriarch bought 260 square meters of non-agricultural land and 80 square meters of land with its buildings in Poti Harbor for one lari. Farmers in Kobyleti threw away part of their mandarin harvest because it rotted before they managed to sell it to the factory. Farmers said that the roads were blocked for several days due to heavy snow and they didn't make it to the factory in time to sell their mandarins. To clarify, when we say mandarin harvest, we mean small orange-like fruits, not Chinese clones. According to the Center for Strategic Research and Development, food companies are selling modified milk products with misleading labels. The center examined 15 types of milk products, and 10 of them turned out to be modified. They contained vegetable fat, but the label said it was a milk product. The organization appealed to the government to introduce legislation regulating this. The company that had the purest dairy products, for those consumer fans who care about these things, is Sanito, S-A-N-I-T-O. Hunters discovered an illegal slaughterhouse close to a village of Kumisi, not far from Tbilisi. The hunters claim donkeys are secretly killed there and cut in a way so that others can't recognize the origin of the meat. Later, it's brought to Tbilisi and sold to Khingali and shawarma restaurants. Locals claim they have also seen horses being brought to the slaughterhouse. The 19th of January, around 1,000 people showed up in Vake Park to protest against the construction of a new hotel. The fenced-off area where the hotel will be built is now full of children's drawings and posters, which reads, O2VS $. I love Vake Park, and I like green. As a reminder, Tbilisi City Hall decided not to withdraw the building permit for Tiflis development to construct Hotel Budapest after campaigners lodged a civic appeal. Activists plan to continue their fight in court. The banking sector ended 2013 with a net profit of 400 million lari. In 2012, the net profit was 135 million lari. Last year, 16 banks were profitable and another 5 sustained losses. A 148-square-meter duty-free shop was opened in the Kutaisi Airport. On the 20th of January, the academic Jumber Lominadze died at the age of 83. Since 2006, Lominadze worked as director of the Cosmos Research Center in the Institute of Geophysics. He was the author of over 250 scientific articles and monographs. In 2000, he was awarded the Order of Vakhtang Gorgasale, and in 2002, the Georgian State Prize in Science and Methodology. Many may know him as the chairman for many years under Shevardnadze of the Central Election Commission. Or at least he was in 1999. On the parliamentary elections of 1999. On the 22nd of January, several hundred people held a protest rally in front of the old parliament building to support Ukrainians. They denounced the actions of the Ukrainian government. They carried posters with messages like, stop the dictatorship, we support Ukraine, and Yanukovych, stop shooting. Parliament began discussing a new draft about IDPs. According to the draft, IDPs with a monthly net income of at least 1,000 lari will no longer be eligible to receive governmental assistance, which is set to increase to 45 lari if this draft is passed. If the draft is approved, it will come into effect on the 1st of March. MPs will resume discussions on the code on self-governance, which is in the second hearing. MPs claim that the ruling coalition seeks to keep the election threshold for mayors and self-governance cities in Geblevi at 40%, while governors will have a 33% threshold. They insist the threshold will be increased to 50% plus 1. For those who don't remember this threshold issue, It is very, very important, and the threshold should indeed be 50%. Otherwise, whoever is elected might not necessarily have the majority of the opinion, and it's often not difficult for a sitting government to split the vote. But the United National Movement, Misha's crew, lowered it to 33% in the last local election when precisely the time that Gigi Ugulava was polling at 32%. They were worried about a challenge from Irakli Alassania, who didn't fare particularly well in the campaign, and it didn't seem to matter, in part because the vote was split. But if Ugulava had won with less than 50%, it would have been a terrible thing. And the same thing for this. This is a complete about-face, one of many by the UNM about a policy that they themselves implemented, and I'm wondering if everybody else has forgot. I even did a rare Georgian language commentary about it while living in London. We will post that as well as an English version to the forum. The meme this week is from a red carpet event. A group of Georgians are yelling at Leonardo DiCaprio to get his attention at the Wolf of Wall Street premiere in London. Things to read: the 2014 country report on Georgia by the Economist Intelligence Unit, a specialist publisher serving companies establishing and managing operations across national borders. According to the report, Georgia's relations with Russia might get worse in late 2014 following the conclusion of the Sochi Olympics. The Economist Intelligence Unit forecasts that GDP growth will average 4.6% from 2014 to 15, up from 2.4% in 2013. The old hockey stick. Consumer price inflation is forecast to reach a fairly dizzying 4% as consumer and public spending rises. The report also includes politics and economic analysis. Article by Erekli Urushadze from TI Georgia about corruption in Georgia. According to the article, surveys clearly indicate that the problem of petty corruption and bribery is largely solved in Georgia. However, there are more complex forms of corruption that the majority of citizens do not encounter in their daily lives. These forms of corruptions are, nevertheless, very harmful to the country as a whole. For this reason, organizations are studying corruption conduct, the so-called corruption perception surveys, along with the corruption experience surveys. These studies are usually based on the opinions of people who have direct contact with spheres especially prone to corruption. TI Georgia's annual Corruption Perception Index is one such study. The latest results of this study were published in December 2013. This stuff will be posted on our forum. This week's geocapital number is 91%, which is the piracy rate in Georgia, meaning that 91% of licensed software products are pirated in Georgia. Business Software Alliance piracy study spent 6 months collecting and evaluating PC and software trend data in 116 countries and revealed the global piracy rate is 42%. The commercial value of pirated software reached $64 billion in 2011. Zimbabwe has the world's highest rate of software piracy with 92%. Armenia and Azerbaijan have 88% and 87% respectively. Russia's piracy rate is 63%. For those of you who don't know, I'm a big fan of Creative Commons and hope that software one day will not be patented as it is right now. So, you know, from my no doubt ill-considered point of view, keep on pirating, or even better, use open source. This week's English language movie at the Roosevelt Valley Movie Theater across from Parliament is on Saturday the 25th of January, 47 Ronin. At 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday, the 29th of January, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, at 8 o'clock. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is at TXTBUK. Our email is spielpod@gmail.com, or post to the forum. Please say something to Simon and Dustin at our website, www.spielpod.com. We'll finish with Jimmy Cliff's Muscle Shoals recording from 1972, Sitting in Limbo.
Sitting here in limbo, but I know it won't be long. Sitting here in limbo, like a bird without a song. But I know that my faith will lead me on. dice to roll. Sitting here in limbo, had some time to search my soul. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I don't know where life will lead me, but I know where I've been. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. Tried my hand at love and friendship, but all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. I can't say what life will show me, but I know what I've seen. I can't say where. But all that is past and gone. This little boy is moving on. Sitting here in limbo, waiting for the tide to flow. Sitting here in limbo, knowing that I have to go. Well, they're putting up resistance, but I know that my faith will lead me on. Sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo. Sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, 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 sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, 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 sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo, sitting in limbo. So, don't know if it's got to be so. I'm sitting in a limbo. I'm sitting here in limbo. But I know we won't belong now. I know we won't belong. Sitting